This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Green from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Buzz Williams will be introduced out in College Park at noon as Maryland's next head basketball coach. We will carry some of that live at noon, and then I'll give you guys a chance to weigh in on the Buzz Williams hire afterwards. Joining us right now from where Buzz Williams just left, Texas A&M College Station, is Mark Passwaters. He covers Texas A&M for Rivals.com. You can follow him on X, on Twitter, at MBPRivals. So before I ask you, Mark, what the reaction to Buzz moving on is down there, tell Maryland fans what they're getting in Buzz Williams as its next head coach.
Probably a mixed bag. You're talking about a guy who has had success everywhere he's been, but the success has been limited. For example, at A&M, 3 straight tournament appearances, but never out of the first weekend. His teams will play extremely hard. They will play very good defense. His players will be extremely loyal to him, and they will shoot terribly. The A&M was last in the SEC in field goal percentage, 3-point percentage, and free throws. So, you know, it's up and it's down. They'll go, you know, they'll be hot and win 5 or 6 games, and then they'll lose to somebody they shouldn't, and then they'll be number one in the country. It's all over the place, and he has an expiration date. He doesn't last anywhere beyond 6 years, and his track record shows that. So, you know, enjoy him for while you got him.
What was the highest A&M got to in the polls this year? Do you remember?
I think they got the 5th.
Yeah. By the way, I went back and watched the 2 games from the tournament, or at least the condensed version. I mean, they blew a big second-half lead against Michigan. Just melted down in that game. And actually, you know, in the tournament against Yale and Michigan, they were better offensively than they had been during the regular season. Do you agree with that or not?
Well, for the most part, and then when the meltdown happened against Michigan, they went 6 minutes without a basket. And that is their MO. They did that repeatedly during the regular season. And blowing double-digit leads wasn't something that was new to them. The season opener against UCF had one, blew it. Oregon, they had a 13-point lead, blew it. At Texas, they had a 22-point lead, blew it. They were just offensively inept. And this is not a one-season thing. They had a habit for the last 3 years that, you know, they would sit there and I don't know what happened. They would just all of a sudden start going one-on-one. Most of the time, everybody else would just get out of the way and wait for Wade Taylor to take a shot. And, you know, if somebody defended him well, they were in trouble. And at the end, or the press conference after the Michigan game, Buzz sat there and said, okay, well, we're limited. We have to rebound well in order to have a chance. And that was kind of damning because this is a team he designed. He had eight seniors on that thing, and they still were offensively just crippled if Wade Taylor didn't make shots.
Yeah. You know, Michigan with the two bigs actually out-rebounded Maryland, Mark, in the Big Ten semifinals. This is not a misprint. 47-18. They had more offensive rebounds than Maryland had total rebounds. And Maryland still lost at the buzzer, you know, by a point. That wasn't what happened with A&M. I want to ask you, I do want to get the reaction from down there, and I have a feeling I know where it's headed. But is he, beyond his teams, by the way, in multiple spots at times, being offensively challenged, but as you said, tough, physical, good, grinding defensive teams, is he a good in-game, you know, game management, clock management, timeout management coach?
You know, like everything else, it's kind of hit or miss. His refusal to call a timeout against Texas killed him. Texas went on this huge run in the second half, and he just decided to let it play out, and that was a mistake. On the other hand, later in the season, he called some timeouts that were very fortuitous and either saved the lead or allowed A&M to stop the bleeding and rally. So, Buzz is a really tough guy to figure out in a lot of ways, and his use of rotations and timeouts are one of them. He just used guys this year especially that really had no business being on the floor. But since they were veterans and they were his guys, they were still out there. And you probably saw some of that in the Michigan game with Hayden Hefner. God love him. You know, the kid tries really hard. But as soon as Q came on the floor, Michigan attacked him. And you could see that in the plus minus, that it was just massive when he was out there against A&M. But that's just what Buzz does.
What is the reaction in College Station to Buzz Williams leaving after 6 years to take the job at Maryland?
You know, it's kind of mixed. It depends on who you ask. If it's somebody that places great value on the development of young men and a good representative of the university, they're upset. If somebody is looking at the end results for the basketball program, most of the reaction is, well, bye. You know, he reached his expiration date. People were extremely frustrated with how this season ended. You know, the talent was supposed to be there, but, you know, in terms of overall stats, the team regressed notably this year. Even though the defense and the rebounding allowed them to win games, you know, offensively they were just bad, and it cost them. So it's one of those things where I think a divorce was the best for both parties, and he certainly wanted to get out, and while A&M wasn't going to fire him due to the buyout, they would certainly help him pack.
Mark Passwaters covers Texas A&M Sports. Buzz Williams is Maryland's new head coach. He's going to be introduced out in College Park at noon. We'll carry it live here on your home for Maryland basketball, the Team 980. Why do you think, and this is the rep that is following him to College Park, you're not breaking news with this, as you know, and you just lived it. Why is the expiration date with Buzz Williams, you know, 5 to 6 years after he takes the gig?
You know, it's a great question that I don't know if anybody beyond Buzz really understands, but he is very much an acquired taste. He's an odd duck. You know, you can sit there at he'll have a 20-minute press conference after a game, and you get maybe two usable quotes. You'll get a lot of analytics, a lot of Nietzsche. You know, I don't mean to be condescending, but I'm not going to get an answer about why his guys are running the shot clock down to three and then jacking up a bad shot. That's just not going to happen. You know, and he just finds ways to grate on people. With the case of A&M, I think the last straw with the administration was his absolute desire to have Wade Taylor's jersey hung in the rafters after his last game. This is something that he had mentioned for 18 months in press conferences, that they should do it. And then it went from hyperbole to it has to happen. And the administration was kind of like, this is kind of a stupid idea. You don't want to do that with an active player. And he handled it very badly. And he admitted as such. He was petulant about it. So I think that really kind of cut the cord. But he was looking for a way out before the new AD, Trev Alberts, was hired last year. Right. It's just, you know, he seems to have a serious case of wanderlust. Even at a, you know, this was supposed to be his dream job. And after, you know, after 5 years, he's looking to pull the ripcord. And then after six, he did it. So, you know, he's just a weird dude. And if he doesn't get things exactly his way, exactly the way he wants it, then he's going to take his ball and go home.
What do you think the chances are that at 52 years old and now, you know, in a place, by the way, where basketball is a lot more important than football? That's not where he was in College Station. We've got experience with a Texas A&M coach coming here. Mark Turgeon came from College Station to College Park. You know a lot more about him covering him. What's the chance that maybe at 52, at a place that really loves basketball, that this could be the final place for him?
You know, if he has success and Terps fans have patience with him, because I know that the roster is depleted, you know, maybe it is. But he has shown nothing yet that would make me think so. I mean, Marquette is a great basketball school. It's a basketball hungry school. It doesn't even have a real football program.
Right.
You know, 5 years. You know, Virginia Tech was desperate for a winner. I mean, my parents are Hokies, so I know all this crap. But, you know, they never did anything. He got them to an Elite Eight. I mean, as far as they were concerned, he walked on water and he left. You know, and then at A&M, you know, this is supposed to be the dream job. He was there with Billy Gillespie, you know, two-time SEC Coach of the Year. And, you know, he still found a way to drive people nuts and, you know, left town. So, you know, his MO is that he won't stay. Does that mean that he can't bust it? No. That, you know, he could, if he wins at Maryland, and I know that what they think of the previous Coach Williams, you know, he could punch his own ticket. But I just don't know, you know, I don't, if anybody says they know what they're going to get out of Buzz, they're lying.
You mentioned that the people there that are not happy about his exit are the people that care about a good representation of the university, a guy that develops players. I did see one press conference, and I think it was after the Michigan game, where the players were up there, and they seemed to really genuinely love him. Has that been what you've seen, that players develop, even if the results for the team overall come up short in March, and that, you know, he's an outstanding sort of representative, no matter how quirky, of the university?
Well, he develops men. I don't know if he develops ball players, but he develops men. And, yeah, they love him. I mean, to a man. I've never heard a player say a bad thing about Buzz Williams. He finds his kind of guys, the guys that are willing to play his kind of system, and he is loyal to them, and he will be loyal to them for life. And that is one of the best things about Buzz Williams. I think that he is probably a better leader of men than he is a basketball coach. But part of the problem that you're going to see with Buzz is he has a real problem differentiating between being that leader and being a coach. You're going to see stuff on his Twitter about get better, and you're going to see stuff about, you know, his reading list and things like this, and
Nietzsche.
He'll do motivational stuff. Yeah, a little Nietzsche. You know, sometimes Buzz builds the Buzz brand more than he builds his program. And that is something that I think irritated more than a few Aggies.
All right. Who's coming with him? Anybody? Are you guys worried about losing players to College Park here over the next few days or not?
Well, there's not a whole lot left.
What about Payne?
Well, that's it. Payne and Solomon Washington would be the two that I'd watch. But Washington's one of the best defenders in the country. Payne was outstanding in the tournament. But neither of them has made any indication that they're going to move. And if A&M moves as quickly to get another coach, and I think they have a particular one in mind, you know, that may be enough to keep them here.
Is it Chris Beard? Is that a legitimate possibility, or is he just leveraging it into more money at Ole Miss?
No, that's a legitimate possibility.
It's just so ironic. The guy that actually I think a lot of Maryland fans would have loved to have backed the truck up for takes the job of their current coach's last place of employment. Solomon Washington and Pharrell Payne. We saw Payne at Minnesota there for a couple of years before he ended up in College Station. Mark, thanks. Really appreciate it.
Hey, my pleasure. Anytime.
Mark Passwaters, Rivals.com, covers Texas A&M. A lot of what Mark just said about Buzz Williams was a lot of the feedback. If, you know, you had a chance to talk to people who followed the program or people close to the program, in the industry, said about him, really good coach defensively, teams play really hard, you know, the players love him. Offensively, at times, those teams have been challenged. But, you know, it's about getting the players, and it's a different world right now. And he had A&M 3 straight years. It's a pretty good team that just came up short in March. We're used to that. All right, we will carry the press conference out in College Park live at noon. It's the Kevin Sheehan Show on the Team 980 and the Team 980.com.